Right. We figured we'd send off our funny man with his favorite artist, little David Bowie, with the man who sold the world. You're welcome.
Do you know what's sad is that they're all gone, who played on, except for the drummer, David Bowie, obviously, Mick Ronson, and the bass player, T.J. Boulder, are all gone.
Gone?
Yeah. All of them died.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah, except for the drummer. Woody Manzi's the only one who's still alive.
Hmm. Well. Anyways, we hate to see you go. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but that's okay. You did a half a show, and next week...
I'll do the other half.
He'll do the ladder.
I'll do the ladder. I'll do the shells. I'll do whatever you need me
so,
to do.
So, our funny man, we hate to see him go, but thank you for joining us for the first hour, and I'll see you. It'll be... We won't have Tina Marie to control us.
No.
So, it'll be basically a show of all talk.
Yeah, so in other words, if somebody wants to come in and hose us down, like a couple of elephants, there we are.
Right. So anyways, thank you, Christopher.
And, love you guys.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend, brother, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks.
I won't.
Have a great show. Have a great time in Kansas.
Thank you, I will.
Or Milwaukee.
Canada.
Oh, well, Milwaukee, Canada?
It's
a
new
thing.
Province.
Yeah. I'll probably call in.
You probably call in?
Yeah, I'll call in.
That's a long distance call.
They don't have phones there.
My cell phone will work.
It's a third world country.
Yeah, you have to. you have to tie a note to a penguin or something.
A penguin?
Joke a penguin. Any of the Batman villains will do it.
Right?
All right, brother. Thanks a lot. Oh. While I am here. Well, I'm going to be here for the next hour anyway.
Yeah, I'm like,
so.
Where are you going?
Hey, I want to shout while I'm off mic. It's professional. Hey, what are you guys? Can you go into CVS and get my Valtrex refilled?
Bye, honey.
Later, bro. The funny man. We love him. How can you not? Anyways, let me play this real quick. Remember when your neighbor found us naked in the car? And the time some outdoor action got us kicked out of the park? Getting frisky in the dark, I gave your eye a poke. I think the dog is also in the bed. Do I smell smoke, you and me? We never give up, you and me. We never give up, you and me. We never give up, you and me.
On sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at bedsider.org. But we got options tonight. Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Well, we'll take that to, to the head. I mean, to bed.
My mic's not on.
Oh, guess what?
Four.
I did that on purpose.
You did, why?
No, of course I didn't. I'm sorry. Anyways, boys and girls, 3:03 in the afternoon. Welcome back to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO, your number one source for freeform radio here in the lovely state of Medford on the beautiful Tufts campus. Say that.
Say that fast 3 times.
That's right. It is 44 degrees here. In Medford, and I'll give you the weekend weather in about 20 or so, and we're gonna have some funny news, right? Silly news,
mm-hmm.
Whenever you're ready. And I just wanted to say, just real quick, it's right around that time. Me and Tina Marie have been doing the Giddy Up. I have been doing obviously my show for a number of years, but since the Giddy Up, the new Giddy Up has started. This is about our 1 year anniversary, right around now, right?
Yeah, Sunday.
It'll be Sunday. Oh, the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, which is everybody's birthday.
Yeah, I know.
So no, not only is it my father, my sister, and my two best friends' birthday, it is our anniversary. So.
Happy anniversary. That's the best.
Well, there
version.
You go. Absolutely.
Isn't that the Flintstones version?
It sure is.
It's my favorite one.
No, actually, it was me and Chris singing it in the garage the other day.
Probably.
And we have a funny man who's been back, and when he can, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
He has a very busy schedule. He really does, which is okay with us because we love having him when he can make it.
Yes, we do.
Yes. Anyways, would you like me to play a song? Or are you ready to dive right into some silly news?
I'm ready to dive right in.
All right, go for it. Take it away, as they say.
So let's talk about what happened in Southern California. This guy, apparently he's a dad. He left his 9-month-old baby girl in the car, parked outside of a strip club.
Mm.
And he was in there, hanging out in the afternoon of all, supposed to be on daddy duty. And he's in the strip club having some beer, and it's called Sin, S-Y-N-N.
Yeah, so his nine-month-old,
yep,
was in the
Somebody called 911, obviously, because they saw the baby in the car crying.
That's despicable. It really is. You really need to go in the strip club with your I'll be right back. Woo! Hey, somebody go out and breastfeed my baby. All right.
Was that proper to take my shirt off during that?
Yes, absolutely. Oh,
just that music just makes you want to get up and do that.
It does, because that's what I do. I'm naked from the bottom down right now.
Well, so when he came out, all
Excuse
the people
me?
when the father came out of the strip club,
okay,
fresh. The people that had called 911 wouldn't let him leave with his daughter, so they held him against his will till the police came.
Oh, good, they should have.
Yeah, and they brought the baby to the hospital. She was suffering from mild dehydration.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and he was arrested.
That is absolutely despicable.
And the baby was placed with Child Protective Services.
Good.
They have to contact the family. Apparently, there's no mention of the mother or anything, so we don't know what's going on with that. But
okay, even though this is not a good story,
what an idiot.
We took it. We tried to turn it, spin it into a funny story, but that is absolutely despicable. But that's really not silly news that we are used to.
no, but
broadcasting here, but okay.
But people. Just are really stupid. Mm. That just goes to stupidity.
Well, I mean,
right
just, all you have to do is walk out your front door.
That's exactly.
That's it.
That is true. You're right.
Mm-hmm. So anything else for right now?
Yeah, I got one more for right now.
Alrighty.
So, it's not a fad now, but it's been a fad. When people gauge their ears, they put those big gauges in them.
Right.
And, we've seen people would, I don't know how the gauges go, but, they're really huge. You can, stick a friggin' whatever through it, because they're so gigantic. Well, anyways, I guess there's this new prankster going around where you run up to unsuspecting people that have their ears gauged, and you slip a padlock through it and lock it.
That's awesome.
So the first, we'll call him the first victim, he posted it.
Well,
somebody
that we know of.
Yeah. Apparently, there's more than one person, but someone snuck right up behind him and padlocked it right through his big ear hole and then clicked it.
It went.
Exactly.
Just like that.
Oh, my God. And that must be really heavy, too.
And he couldn't get it off.
No, he can't. He has to go to some do-it-yourself shop and give them some money and they'll cut it off. And somebody else posted they can pick locks for $10 an hour.
Well,
I guess it's not the first one. The guy, the same person has struck in the same area.
He's
the padlock.
Yes.
What should we call him? The padlock.
I don't know. Predator.
There you go. I'm gonna put this on our Facebook because there's a picture of the kid with the big padlock through his ear. So
lock
funny.
Him up, Louie. Oh,
lock
boy.
Him up, Louie.
Something like that.
That's pretty funny.
Oh my! Well, hey. I really don't know what to say to that, except
we don't have to worry about that.
Oh, I do have something to say to that.
Penis. Penis.
Nope. Oh, I should say that.
I kind of messed up, but am I the only one getting a boner right now?
Right.
Okay. All right, so 3:10 in the afternoon, maybe get another story, I don't know. We'll be back with some weekend weather, some goings-on around town for this weekend, because the St. Paddy's Day celebrations do start this weekend, and they last all week. Oh, yeah.
All week.
So, yeah, put your drinking shoes on and sit back and relax and listen to the the lovely sounds of the giddy-up. Playing you your favorite Irish tunes. Well, you know, like I said, it's our pre-St. Paddy's Day show. So we're going to sneak in a couple Irish tunes. But this is more rock and roll and Irish. So I'm going to toss this in there for now. 311. That's right. The number here is 617-627-3800 if you want to call in, make a request, talk to us. Anything that's on your mind, except for the nonsense, unless we're talking about it. All right, what are we listening to, Tina Marie?
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
All right. We'll be right back, kids.
And his last breath spoke, he had seen all to be seen. A life once full, now an empty vase. With the blossoms on his early grave. Walk away, me boy, walk away, me boy, and by morning we'll be free. Wipe that golden tear from your mother, dear, and raise what's left of the flag for me. Then the rosary beads, count them, 1, 2, 3, fell apart as they hit the floor. In a garb of black, we must pay respect. The colour we're born to mourn. Walk away, me boys, walk away, me boys. By morning we'll be free. Wipe the golden tear from your mother, dear. There's what's left of the flag for me. It is placed a guru, and I resist, start a will.
raise what's left of the flag from me.
Hey, welcome back, boys and girls. 3:25 in the afternoon.
What was that?
3:25 in the afternoon. You're listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in the lovely state of Medford, Mass. It is 43 degrees now. Wow, it's plummeting. So kids go out, get the bread and milk because it's plummeting. Anyways, sorry about that little glitch in the show. And thank God my partner in crime was here to handle it while I was, you know, in the bathroom. And but thank you. That was, yeah, that was weird. But you got your Def Leppard fix, so what more can we say? A little BTO before that, Let It Ride, and, of course, the Flogging Molly. What's left of the flag for your Irish, you know, fix for St. Paddy's Day coming up on Thursday, which, yes, us Irish people are looking forward to. You'll be on a bus. Not to Ireland, unfortunately.
No, not
they,
to Ireland.
They don't have buses that go there.
No.
So, maybe we got one more story. I'll come back with some weekend weather, and we'll take the show out in the proper way.
There's a proper way?
Absolutely, there's a proper way. So, what do you got there for me?
So, I got this 22-year-old kid in Coral Gables, Florida. He is what he has been dubbed the serial butt grabber.
What?
Serial butt grabber.
What?
He went on a spree of grabbing butts.
Now,
six different women throughout the city.
Oh, it was women's butts, at least.
Yes, at least he was groping them, groping the opposite sex. So,
well, I guess it doesn't make it any better, right?
No, I guess not, right? Well, anyways, he was on a bike, so he would ride up to women who were walking or jogging on his bike and grope them in the crotch slash buttock area.
Oh.
The incidents happened in different...
Hey, wanna go touch bum bums? years.
Oh, wait. It even does that gets mean better. No? It gets better. Oh. In two cases, he was on foot and he threw a rock at the women.
What?
See? Threw a rock at them.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe to get their attention so we could grab their butt.
Oh, can I touch your bum?
Right? Exactly.
There you go.
I want to go touch bum bums.
That's so creepy.
It's very creepy. Oh. I don't think I played it.
I know, because you play creepy things.
Yes, I do. So
they the Florida International University Police Department. So we get this, you know, it's like kind of like the Tufts Police, but so in Florida.
What kind of crime is that? They're gonna lock him up
for butt grabbing.
For butt grabbing, and then he'll be in prison where there's tons of butts around him all the time.
I know. Then what's gonna happen? Mm-hmm. Well, they put out an alert for students to watch out for a butt grabber.
So they haven't apprehended this this ass grabber.
No, they did apprehend him finally.
Yeah.
He had been on the prowl for a year. Last night I had been just about to pass out. I've been eating Brussels sprouts. My mom goes.
Sounds like somebody's house I know.
I don't have to worry about anyone grabbing my butt while I'm jogging.
Why? You won't be jogging?
Yeah. I'll just be fatting. Imagine?
Yeah, it's a turbo boost. That's why you get away from the butt grabbers.
Oh, I just posted that on our Facebook page.
Oh, wonderful.
So you can see, like, the kid looks like he's 10. He's 22. Serial butt grabber. Guess there's nothing good to do in Florida. It's pretty boring.
You know, the humidity is relentless down there. I could never live down there. I've been there when I was like 9, I don't remember, but I was there a few years back and visiting Jen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you could just be standing there, not even moving, and just pouring sweat.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't know.
It's not the heat, it's the humidity.
It is. You're absolutely right, and that's what it is. And I don't want to deal with it.
I can't wait till this summer.
All right, so 3:30 on the dot. And, what are you crossing your fingers for?
Oh, nothing. I don't want it to be hot out this summer.
It's going to seem like, well...
Not 100.
Hey, I'm not the farmer that writes the almanac, but I'm going to tell you, we didn't really have a winter.
Don't jinx us yet.
A couple good days of snow, that was it.
We talked about this.
Yeah.
I have a brand new snowblower.
Well,
$1,400 snowblower.
It's still brand new, trust me.
What did we use it once?
Yeah.
We used it once, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
That was it. So everyone can thank me for no snow. $1,400 brand new snowblower.
That's it. All right, kids. Now 3:31 in the afternoon. We'll take a quick break. I'll come back with some weekend weather and maybe some goings on around town that you might want to participate in to kick off the St. Paddy's Day
week.
Yeah, I would say. Well, yesterday would be a week.
Mm-hmm.
So all right, we start off your weekend right, and we start off St. Paddy's Day right tonight. Everybody hit the pubs.
Meet us outside.
All right. What are we listening to, Tina Marie?
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
That's right, kids. There's another little Irish ditty for you to help kick it off, and we'll be right back.
I wish I was taking place. I wish I'd seen the place, but no one's ever taken me. Hearts and thoughts, they fade away. Hearts and predicts my fate. Perhaps that's what no one wants to see. I just wanna scream hello. My God, it's been so long. Never dreamed to return, but now here you
kids. Little Pearl Jam there for you. Oh yeah, love that song. And I tell you right now, I'll buy anybody a Guinness that can name the name of that song.
Ooh, and pick me
without looking on my my list.
I already know because you told me before.
What is it?
September.
What?
September.
September. No, that's Earth, Wind, and Fire, honey.
Oh. December?
No, that's Collective
Soul. That's a different
song? Yeah.
All right, well, I don't know.
All right, well, no Guinness for you.
I don't drink Guinness.
No.
I was just playing with you.
I'll just drink it. All right.
Get one for yourself.
Anyways, 3:40, let's go with 3:40 in the afternoon. Welcome back to the Giddy Up, boys and girls, here on 91.5 WMFO. I was going to say Boston's number one freeform station, but I feel very safe saying this nation's number one freeform station.
You feel very safe? Like what? You're going to be attacked when we leave?
No, I'm just saying anyone who wants to challenge me on that, I'd be happy to debate you. Anyways, 43 degrees here in Medford on the beautiful Tufts campus. This weekend, tonight, for the rest of the night, I'm thinking it's going to actually maybe get a little bit warmer before it chills out for the night. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's going to chill out too much. And tomorrow, Saturday, oh, yes, looks wonderful. All sunny, mostly sunny, no clouds in the sky, highs of 61, okay? Not as great as last week was on, what was that, Friday?
Yeah.
What day was that? Oh, it was this past week. Wednesday, right?
It was
right?
Wednesday.
Wow. We had 73 degrees on Wednesday. And what a beautiful day. It still will be beautiful. Break out, you know, don't put that grill back just yet. Not that you're going to put it back anyway, but, you know, we used it. But keep it out, because Saturday, if you don't have any plans, I'll tell you right now, break out the grill and just make it a day, because, you know, the kids in the yard, whatever, friends, family, Saturday is my pick of the weekend. beautiful, beautiful day. Sunday will be sun just as much, but cloudy, maybe a little breezy. Highs of 60, lows of 38. So it'll be just as warm, but it's going to be cloudy and a little bit more breezy, like our buddy Joe Breezy at Malden Trans, who we love and miss, who used to do this segment, which, you know, I'm not as good as him. But anyways, Breeze, we miss you. We love you. And Monday and Tuesday don't look too good, but, you know, I give you the weekend weather because we're the weekend people. Mm-hmm. We start your weekend off right.
That's right.
And I am starting the weekend off right with sunny days ahead. Sunny days. Oh, isn't that like a song or something? Sunny days. Make me feel mm-hmm. fine. Yep, what is that, Simon Garfunkel or something?
I don't know.
I don't even, that, wow, why did I think of that? I'm showing my age. Yes, I am. Yeah, Monday and Tuesday, get out the galoshes, I'll tell you right now. But as far as Saturday and Sunday,
really quite simple.
Here we go.
It's kind of like, gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been,
yeah,
when it's right,
Saturday and Sunday.
Wait,
afternoon delights.
Love a cold dark night when everything's a little clearer in the light of day. And we know the night is always gonna be here anyway. Thinking I'm just working on my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make a spark ignite. And the thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
Got that right.
Afternoon delight.
There you go. One of my favorite movies of all time, Anchorman. You know, it's funny, I've never seen Anchorman 2. And I heard, don't. Because love the first one so much, don't. But,
I didn't see it either.
You boys and girls can be in for some afternoon delights on Saturday and Sunday. So, look forward to that. Especially if you have no kids. So, that's always a
afternoon delight.
Even though it's
going to
be beautiful out, you can still just, you know, stay in.
Yeah.
But you can open the shades. Get some sunlight in there. Anyways, that's what I say. So, get anything else? 3:44 in the afternoon, Tina Murray? Get anything fun? Oh, by the way, tomorrow, what is it, starting at noon, my good friends at the Crawl in Boston, which is a pub crawl circuit that I've been in. You know, like involved with, I guess you could say. They're doing what is it called? The Lucky Leprechaun Lap, which will start in Faneuil Hall tomorrow. And it's 9 bars. I believe it's like $23 or something. And it's a pub crawl, basically, to start off the St. Paddy's week. And
didn't we talk about that yesterday?
We absolutely did, and talk about doing it, but I don't know. I think we're a little too old for that. It's more like college student thing. But yeah,
speak for yourself.
Oh, okay. Anyways, tomorrow you look at up on Crawl in Boston on Facebook, and you get all the details. So there's something to do tomorrow in the beautiful sunny weather. Even though you'll be in and out of bar rooms. But it's cool. They give you like a hat, a beard, a koozie, a backpack, or whatever.
A back sack.
You know, it's pretty cool.
I just want to get those glasses.
Fun. The shamrock shady glasses. Yeah.
The hat with the beard.
All right, well,
looks cool.
Let's go down there and just get the prizes. Oh, no, you can get the prizes without going to 9 bars and getting 9 drinks.
Oh. Well, they posted 6 hours ago that there's only 12 tickets left online.
12 tickets left online, but they also said that they will have a handful of tickets at the starting line for...
It says no, not on the day of. There's no sales.
All right.
What?
I'm not arguing with you.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm on their page.
That's what it said. All right.
I wanted to go to that, too.
All right. Well, we'll talk about it later. Anyways, so, you know, there's some goings on. Well, one goings on. Did you look up anything else?
No, because it's all the stuff we talked about before.
Yeah.
The Blue Man Group is going on.
Yeah, you know, that's nighttime stuff. I would say just enjoy the day. Break out the barbecue and just have a good time, you know? Maybe a little horseshoes, a little...
be outside.
Yeah, a little cornhole, what have you.
Oh, we have that game, don't we?
Yeah. It's at my apartment now, yeah.
What did you say the high was going to be for tomorrow?
61.
Oh,
possible
yeah.
of 61.
That's definitely...
And it's not going to be, cloudy. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, sunny, like today.
So, yeah. Take advantage of it. Definitely take advantage of it. All right, I'm going to play another tune, and we'll be back, say our goodbyes. We don't like to. But thank you guys for listening. And I'm going to send it over to Tina Marie to take it away, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
We'll be right back, kids.
Thank you.
You're welcome. A little the Ataris, Boys of Summer, of course, Don Henley's song that I love that song, and I think the Ataris did one heck of a job on remaking that. And that was the live version, which I don't usually play. That's why Miss Tina Marie was like, what is this? Because I usually just play the studio version. But oh well, it's nice to mix it up. Anyways, boys and girls, welcome back to the Giddy Up. 3:52 in the afternoon. We are coming to you live from the Tufts campus here in Medford, Mass.
Live.
Should I do my fake radio voice? All right. Yeah, that was the Ataris doing Don Henley's Boys of Summer. That's right. 2009 that came out. Well, the Ataris anyway. Oh, boy. Well, it's a beautiful day. You know, we get time to say our goodbyes, but we get to go out and enjoy the weather, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And I hope you boys and girls are out enjoying the weather. And like I said, next week will be, we're going to call it the Hangover Show. The Irish Flu Show. I don't know, something like that. Next Friday will be the day after St. Paddy's Day, which is also a national holiday to call out sick, and it's National Call Out Sick Day.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was.
Did I
do the national days today?
I don't think so.
I didn't. Man. All right, real quick, I can do the national days. I always do that. I like doing them. Promposal Day, which I would imagine that means ask your prom date, right?
Yeah.
Ask someone to be your prom date. So that's National Promposal Date. Worship of the Tools Day.
Oh.
Okay. And I don't mean the guys that are walking around your neighborhood tools. I'm talking about your craftsmen's, your saws, your screwdrivers, your hammers that are in your actual toolbox. Not the guys that are walking around Tina Marie's neighborhood. Not those tools.
There's lots of them.
It's National Oatmeal Nut Waffles Day.
What?
Oatmeal Nut Waffles Day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
I bet it is when you eat them.
Probably.
And also Johnny Appleseed Day.
Oh.
So get out there and plant an apple tree today if you can.
We can go visit Johnny Appleseed. He's on the side of Route 2.
He's on the side of Route 2.
Out by Lemonster.
All right. So there you have it. That's your national days. Wow, I can't believe I forgot them. I love saying the national days.
You didn't forget. You remembered.
I don't know what do I want to celebrate most of them. Mostly, though. I can't ask anybody to prom. That would be creepy.
Yeah, that would be kind of creepy.
Worship of the Tools, I could do that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ask me to the prom.
All right. Do they have a prom in the senior home? Anyways, boys and girls, I'm going to say goodbyes right now. Why don't you start us off, Tina Marie?
Oh, thank you all for listening. Have a wonderful, safe weekend. And I will see you in 2 weeks. I will be hungover in Canada, probably.
Mm.
I'll call in, though. Mm-hmm. I'll probably call in.
Yes, that would be nice.
I can call in and do my shout-outs.
That would be actually, that would be excellent.
The only way I won't be able to call in and do the shout-outs is if one of the games is going on, which is the only one that all three of my kids will be in.
All right.
So,
well, You let us know, and otherwise we'll figure it out between me and Chris.
I know.
We'll figure out some silly way to do that. Okay.
Yeah.
Was that it?
Yeah, I said have a safe weekend.
All right.
See you in 2 weeks.
All right. Yes, we will. And thank you, boys and girls, for letting us kick your weekend off right. And, of course, if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here. So we very much appreciate you. And just want to say thank you for letting me and Tina Marie talk at you for the past 2 hours. And as well, Christopher, funny man. And we want to say, as I always say, stay Boston strong. Always be a rock. And never roll. And we are going to take a 166-hour break. Of course, Miss Tina Marie is going to take a 32-hour break. Wow, right in my head. I did that. And I want to apologize to Bono being our St. Paddy's Day, our pre-St. Paddy's Day show. We had him coming on, but we ran out of time. He's in the green room. But at least he's in the green room drinking Guinness. So
yes.
He's fine. So anyways, boys and girls, as I said, have a great week. Be safe on St. Paddy's Day. No fighting, no drinking. And we'll see you next week. Bye. Bye. Just kidding. All right, we'll see you guys. Have a great week.
Come smoke a cigarette and let your hair down.